85-90%. So getting there one day at a time.
What do you think you were in London percentage-wise?
Probably like 65, to be honest. It was pretty as close to game time decision. You know, they were like, we got 8 minutes to turn it in. I was warming up. I think I slipped on like the second or third route, and it just I didn't know if I was gonna make it through the game. But you know, thankfully I did. We got a bye week, came at the right time, had some time to recover and get worked on pretty much all break. So I'm just about at 85, almost back to, you know, normal, so to say.
What about these guys come after the quarterback? I think they have 22 sacks so far this year. How can you guys slow them down?
You know, get open, hit them with something quick. Just being effective in every way, offense, you know, running the ball, just wearing them down. You know, they're a great defensive line. They definitely get to the quarterback. They get after them. So everybody has to do their part.
How excited are you coming off a bye with such a big game at home, division game against the Eagles?
I mean, I'm just as excited for every other game. You know, definitely a big game. I don't think I beat the Eagles since I've been here. And, you know, it's perfect timing, you know, right around the birthday time, pretty much on the birthday. So I always tend to rise to the occasion around, you know, my birthday time. So hopefully we have a big game. We definitely need this win.
Why do you think you have statistically more production in the second half of the season?
I think it's because people wear down. And, you know, I'm a guy who I'm going home today. I'll go home and probably do 2 hours worth of some kind of prehab, make sure to stay on top of my body. So once it gets towards the back end of the season, I still feel like it's week two pretty much every game. And especially coming with a bye week dead in the middle, it gave me another week. So pretty much I'm be feeling fresh all year. You know, hope God stay the same, everything stays healthy. You don't get nicked up as much. I feel like I tend to do better towards the end of the race.
Is there anything X's and O's wise that maybe you're able to adjust to how teams are game planning against you in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing the best that we can right now. You know, finding ways to move around and not let them, you know, double so much. And even at times, you know, running the linebacker underneath, it's definitely tough. It's tough to go against, and it's tough, you know, to want to be successful, and you're faced against some great obstacles. So, you know, they play a lot of one-high man. Hopefully we can get them in some one-high man and see what happens.
Are you expecting some changes to the offense in the second half?
I mean, we're 4-3 right now, so as long as we keep winning, I don't know if anything needs to change. But definitely expecting more of myself. Making all the plays that you can make, take advantage of every opportunity that you have. I feel very focused heading into the second half of the season, and I think this team does as well.
You did a lot of damage out of the slot, though, the last couple years. Maybe last year was close to 500 yards. Haven't really done that much this year. How much would you kind of be open or enjoy doing something like that?
I'm all in to move around, to cause, you know, controversy and make it difficult for the defense, and you know, getting in the slot, it allows you to mix it up, give you a different look. It's tougher to double somebody in the slot. It leaves too much open. So hopefully, you know, I get back in there. We got a great slot guy right now. I mean, all three of us can go in there. So pretty much, you know, go wherever they tell you to go and run what we're gonna run.
What about the rehab that you talked about? Is that something you've learned since you've been in the NFL?
Yeah, it's kind of after I pulled my hamstring and kept trying to work on my hamstring. And obviously, you know, your body compensates. So it was never a hamstring problem. It was a spine stability problem, and your hips were getting offline. So I've been doing it pretty much since I got hurt, and I've stayed on it. It sucks, but it definitely is worth it. You know, you're investing money into your body. You may be taking free time to do other things in that case, but I care that much about this that I'll sacrifice those hours for to give myself the best me.
How much you spend your bye week having to, you know, deal with that, the injury, or were you able to just shut it down and was rest like sort of the answer for you?
It was definitely rest, but it was a lot of, you know, 2-3 hour sessions, 5 a.m. sessions, just doing whatever I can to get back, to get healthy. So I definitely increased it after the game. It was horrible. Riding back on the plane, I couldn't find a way to lay down. I couldn't I couldn't really do anything. It wasn't. It's not so much a hip as it was an ab muscle, or you know, right along that line. So I'm feeling better. Just trying to keep improving.
How close to 100 do you expect to be this Sunday? You think?
I'm at 85 right now. That's where I feel is a number. You can kind of still feel it when you reach certain ways and you know, twisting your torso and stuff like that. But it feels 10 times better. I'm able to practice, which is the best part. It's never fun not being out there. That's for sure. So we'll see Sunday. I'm getting there.
You've had Ben McAdoo for the previous 2 years as an assistant coach, offensive coordinator. He's your head coach now. Have you learned about him in your dealings, good or bad?
Hey, that was dope. He got there by himself too.
I don't think he's changed going from assistant coach to head coach. I think if anything, he's trying to exactly figure out exactly how he wants to do things or whatever the case may be. And he observes a lot. I could tell he's a very observant person. He's always watching. He may not say something at the time, but he's always watching. So I've been with him since the jump, so it's pretty cool to still have familiar faces that are around, and I think he's doing a pretty good job for his first season.
How about your individual dealings with him earlier in the season when you were going through the penalties and the stuff? How was he dealing with you then?
I don't think anything's changed. Same conversations we would have today that we would have had weeks ago. I don't really think anything's changed.
Keep going back to London, but how important was it for you, considering what you've been through and what this team has been through, to play that game? I mean, you could have.
Yeah, it was right there. And warming up, I even had doubts in my mind whether or not it's actually safe to play with what I had. But again, I'm gonna do anything I can to help this team at any point in time. And it would eat me up even more if I didn't go out there, at least try. We pretty much, we work our ass off every day to get out and play these games on Sunday. And I definitely wouldn't want to spend it on the sideline and having to, watch my team go out there, have fun, and feel insignificant. I want to be able to be a part of the piece. A piece of the puzzle, and I feel like I was able to help out, do whatever I could on Sunday.
What do you see from this team in the final 9 weeks of the season? What do you envision?
I envision us, starting to win some more games, making that playoff run. First and foremost, take care of these division games, and let the rest handle itself. All we can do is be the best team that we can be and see what happens. And haven't been to the playoffs yet. I would love to be playing in January, so I guess we'll see how we finish up.